And welcome back to Heart Factor 90.3 Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 14 gone past 4 p.m. Conversation continues at this time. And you're welcome to join in. Now, you might remember, arguably, one of the most talked about matters in the country, but definitely as far as River State is concerned at the moment, is the war on illegal refining of stolen petroleum products. As this story comes to the cable and several others like it indicate, Suit Wike offers $2 million reward for information on illegal oil refining site operators. Now, here's a bit of that story. Wike, Governor of River State, has announced a reward of $2 million each to local government chairpersons for information on operators of illegal refining sites in the state. Now, he said this on Friday in Port Harcourt during a meeting with LG chairperson and security operatives in the state. He also issued a 48-hour ultimatum to the 23 LGA chairpersons to provide a comprehensive list of illegal refining sites and their operators. Now, of course, you might remember as well, you may have come across videos or pictures online, the governor himself visiting some parts of the state, especially MOR local government area and the Great local government area, in the company of security chiefs and the local government council chairman, as it was shown some sites where these illegal activities take place that have been destroyed. However, the 48 hours given to local government chairman has expired already, supposedly. Where are we now as far as this war on poor fire is concerned? And a major reason why everyone's concerned about this is besides the economic sabotage it poses to the entire country and no doubt River State, but also there are health implications. For years now, the skyline has been darkened by what's very commonly referred to as the black suit in River State. Experts have weighed in and conducted research on the matter, and the conclusion is universal that this poses grave consequences as far as the health of residents of River State and even its environs are concerned. Where are we now as far as this war on coal fire, as it's more commonly called, is concerned? Is the government winning the war, or are the coal fire boys winning? Well, joining me for this conversation via phone right now is the chairman of MOHA local government area, Dr. Chidi Lloyd. Dr. Lloyd, good evening to you. You're welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dio. Thanks for having me.
Let's start on this note. Whilst I must say it is commendable that the River State government is taking this approach, no doubt it's what everyone wants. It's what almost everyone has clamored for the last couple of years. But there are concerns that it is coming maybe a tad late. Do you share such concern? Do you think that the River State government should have taken the steps long before now?
Well, I would like to say that school of thought as Bangladesh, because the governor of River State does not have a timetable on what, on when he should do what he should do. The governor of River State is not a man who is wont to play into the gallery. Now, what people do not understand, like I said, I view what is going on in the state as new colonialism. I have to describe it as neo-colonialism because it is obvious to everybody. Every eye can behold a mature cause that the governor of River State is doing a lot in terms of providing good, the dividends of good governance to the citizens of River State. And this has made him the subject of envy by lots of people. And we are not also unaware of the fact that the governor of River State speaks truth to power. This too has also made him, has made a lot of people become uncomfortable with him. Now, what we see in River State as a result of the suit thing is a conspiracy by the federal government, because the item petroleum is on the exclusive list. Petroleum itself is on the exclusive list. Those who want to watch what is going on in the River State, to which the army, the police, the civil defense and all that, are also persons who are also on the exclusive list. So the governor can only blow a muted trumpet. This is what the citizens do not seem to understand. All they know is that, oh, they're in suit. The governor is not saying anything. Now, the governor says, look, I will not be bothered after the engagement. I have made several engagements with the authorities that be. Now, we must now provide good governance to our people. And what is the first business of government? The first business of government is to protect life and property. And this is exactly what we have chosen to do. So rather than waste our time to say, oh, it's coming late, the governor, we didn't wake up on time and so forth, which one would you rather? Would you rather that it wasn't done at all? Or that now people are now commending government that there's a difference between the air that we are breathing then and now?
Okay, we'll come to the difference, whether there really is a difference at the moment. But how about the local government council chairman? The governor recently gave a mandate to local government council chairman to identify the locations within their councils, local government areas, where these nefarious activities are ongoing. Do you think that, or rather, why did the council chairman as well have to wait until the governor gave this directive before they would act?
You are not totally correct, because I recall that when I assumed office in June of 2021, the first committee I set up was a committee against the illegal buck, and my committee swung into action. I believe that the course of the work, they touched the pie. And I had to fire the committee. So this is one business, one issue that I have taken very seriously. Because I also inhale the air. I feel the soot. Every part of my home is filled with the black soot and so on. So I don't think anybody should wait for anyone to preach to him or her about the dangers that are inherent with this line of business. So what happened is that the governor of River State gave impetus to the council chairman, and my colleagues and I are all over the place ensuring that we do exactly what the governor has said. We are identifying different paths. You see the mayor of Port Harcourt City going around at unholy hours of the day with a view to catching those who are doing this illegal bunker. The chairman of Obia, but the other day would have been shot, but for God, by an errant policeman who felt so bitter that his business had been truncated or had been tampered with. So this is what we face. We are in a state where people who are sent there to police us are actually those who are abusing the ovens and are aiding and abetting these criminals. In fact, yesterday I was in Iba at night, and I counted not less than 400 trucks that came to evacuate products, despite all the efforts that we are making. And these trucks, there were men in military uniforms, there were men in police uniforms, men in civil defense uniform, sharing their boots, their loot on the Iba Ilele Road. And I see that this is no longer a joke. This is a huge business.
All right, you say that councils or chairmen like yourself have not been exactly or totally mute regarding this matter. You're making efforts. And then, of course, there is now what one might describe to be as a statewide concerted effort. Statewide concerted effort to deal with this right now. What exactly is the strategy that the state has devised to deal with this?
The strategy is to name and shame. That is the first thing. The governor has said we should identify the person. For example, in my local government area, I have no difficulty in identifying WJ Watcher from Iba, who was a renowned hotelier, whose hotel business has closed and he has moved home to pollute the air and deplete the environment. I did not have any hesitation to name Chief Promise Ezeku, who has been moving from one port to the other. As at the last count, Ibra has over 76 votes, and they have been moving from one port to the other, harassing the port owner. And no hesitation is blaming one Mr. Fubara Ohaka. I believe that people say it's political witch hunt. I begin to wonder what is the pedigree of the criminal who I will be witch hunting. A man who has a penchant for cracking pipes and so on. And everybody knows the truth, but nobody will want to say it. And he says, oh, he's a member of a political party. So because he wants to contest for House of Representatives. And this fellow does not have a sound elementary school certificate. Yet, he says it's political witch hunt. And so on. And so I have no difficulty naming them. Because I have promised the people of Emola, local government, that this year, 2022, I will begin to name with a view to shaming the perpetrators of this genocide. That is where I see it.
So you said that the strategy is to first name and shame. So I have two questions here. The governor requested the list from the council chairman, like yourself. Pardon me, chairman.
You just hold on so that you don't misrepresent me.
Okay.
I said among the strategies is to name and shame.
Okay.
Because that is the last discussion I had with you on the 23rd or so of December. I said the last time I will talk to you, I will name and shame. What the governor directed the chairman to do was to go identify all the spots. And we have seen something. We have seen something in our report about...
Have you submitted the list of these identified places and persons to the governor?
I did that at the 40th hour. The governor gave a 48th hour ultimatum. My report entered at the 40th hour because it is one subject matter that I hold very dear to my heart.
So what is the next stage of this strategy then?
I'm not the governor of River State. He will tell you, the governor is not a man who would not tell you what he will do. We have submitted our report. Beyond that, Abagunis and I are still hitting the ground running. This morning I was in Ole Lalimini, and where I destroyed some of these blocks. We went there and we set ablaze the place. Because we couldn't enter to contain, so we cannot begin to go and evacuate what is going on there. So we set fire on the facility.
So in Emohua, for example, how many individuals and how many illegal refining sites have you identified?
In Ibai alone, we have 76 ovens. In Ndeme, we have give and take 15 ovens. Then we come to Rumepe. Rumepe, the ovens in Rumepe are legion. You recall the encounter between Jesus Christ and the evil spirits which he casted into the swine. They are legion, but there are many. What we have in Rumepe alone will be over 100 pots. And the strange thing is that these boats are owned by persons who are not exactly from our local government. We are people from Delta, we are people from Bayelsa, and so forth and so on. Because these are the persons who have the know-how to establish refineries.
So people from, how about the names you mentioned a while ago? Are they not Rivers persons?
These names are Rivers, they are from Iba. The three names I've mentioned are collaborators from Iba.
Right, so you mentioned, you also, earlier in the course of this conversation, you mentioned that, I think it was in Iba or some other place you mentioned, where you saw, or was it last night or early this morning, you said you counted about 400.
In Iba, I went on a covert operation. And I saw the last count, I saw over 400 trucks. So I want to begin to wonder, what is the security agencies doing? To my target, soldiers were collecting money, men in military uniform, whom I do not know exactly whether they are Nigerian soldiers, but they wore uniform as though they were Nigerian soldiers. collecting money from truckers.
Now, if in spite of
the whole thing is that in Eba, the soldiers have built a barricade on the road. So how do they pass the barricade? Those are the things I will call on the authorities of the Nigerian Army in Bolikam to investigate. How do these people pass the barricade built by the soldiers in Eba? So this is a very serious war. It is worse than appetite. It is worse than the appetite of South Africa.
So if in spite of the efforts being made by the River State government in collaboration with local government chairman and then the governor's interface with security chiefs, in spite of all of that and the stance of the River State government right now, and you still counted about 400 trucks at least at Eba, can one say conclusively then that this war on illegal refining of petroleum products in River State is dead on arrival or has failed?
Well, it cannot die on arrival. It can't die on arrival because most of these security personnel that are doing this or aiding this criminality are not from our state. So they have nothing to lose if they come here, destroy our state and leave. So as Rivers people, we must wake up. We do not have any other state other than this. So we must wake up as a people. Once we agree as a people that man's inhumanity to man must stop, that will be it. But we find that there are collaborators from communities. That is the most unfortunate thing. You go to a community like Eba, like I always say, every family is involved.
Well, it is Heart Factor 90.3 Nigeria in Fern Heron, Port Harcourt, having a conversation with Dr. Chidi Lloyd, Chairman of the Emohua Local Government Area, as we discuss the River State Government's war on illegal refining of stolen petroleum products in the state, which has caused several negative effects, including the much talked about black suit as well. I have a commercial break right now. When I return, the conversation continues, and you can join me via the usual platforms. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Heart Factor 91.3 Nigeria Info, here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio, 23 minutes ago before 5 p.m. discussing the war on coal fire or illegal refining of stolen petroleum products in River State, a cause of several negative things, including the black suit in the state, is what we're discussing right now. My guest is Emohua Local Government Area Chairman, Dr. Chidi Lloyd. Dr. Lloyd, welcome back.
Thank you for having me once again.
So before we're disconnected, you were responding to a question I asked you, which is, in spite of all the efforts that's been made right now, the concerted efforts of the state government, even all the way down to the local government councils across the state, you say that in Eba, for example, you counted 400 trucks last night or so. And I asked you a question, if that means that this war on this illegal refineries is a failed one, considering the activities are still ongoing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a question I asked you before we're disconnected.
It can't be a failed one. It can't. What's happened is that you find that there are still Nigerians. One threat I keep telling people that the Nigerian has, that no black man has, is that the Nigerian is very daring. We've made quite a lot of arrests. This morning I arrested about 5 persons who are going to charge tomorrow. So Nigerians will not stop until they see for themselves that this is indeed danger. If you tell a Nigerian there is no door here, he will use his head to want to find out why there won't be any door there. So we are moving on. We will not be deterred by the efforts of these scavengers, we'll continue to do our best.
Talking about, you know, the efforts that you're making, one of the concerns that we've had with security agencies like the NICDC, for example, is when they identify these places, reportedly they blow them up or they burn these products, thereby adding to the already bad suit situation. Just a while ago, you described that you did the same thing, a similar thing as well, by burning up these illegal products. I mean, that would have some consequence on the environment, don't you think?
Which one would you rather? That they continue, or they continue unabated, or we destroy it and that will be it after them? Which one would you rather?
So, you said...
I need you to answer me.
No, but...
Which one would you rather?
No, I just want to know your strategy. So are you saying that burning them is going to be a continued strategy on your part?
We are going to continue to destroy the camps. It's like NAVDAC recovers drugs that are not theirs or fake drugs. You ask what they will do to them. We will burn them. We will burn any vehicle, anything that is used to commit this crime. Of course, the security agencies are there. We will only provide the venue. They will know what to do. They know best what to do.
So, just a while ago, once again, you referred to, I think, 72 ovens in one place.
76.
Okay, 15
in another. Alone.
So, we can expect all 76 to be burnt at some point.
No. I don't know on whose side you are. When you begin to ask this kind of questions, you are not even thanking those who discovered this oven, and we are making efforts. You are more interested in how they will be burnt. What we will do most times, it depends on the terrain. If the terrain is such that we cannot enter, the security agencies will advise. I'm not doing it suomotu. I cannot do it suomotu. So if we get to a place where it is easy to evacuate the items that are used, we will cut them and put them in the trunks and remove them. But most of them are inside the water. So you must look for a way, fashion out a strategy, of course, with the security agency, relying on their advice as experts. Then you do the needful. The most important thing is that the governor has declared war. Force majeure, that is what we will use on this element that are causing us this pain.
Right, so you said
I also want your station to continue to do what they are doing. Run advocacy. Do a lot. Tell the people the dangers inherent in this health. Who knows? They will listen to you.
Now, you talked about having destroyed some camps, apprehended certain persons. You said they're going to be charged soon. When are we going to...
Without delay, they will be charged to court.
Okay. Is there a chance we're going to be hearing the prosecution of any high-profile persons anytime soon?
Bayo, as at the last time I checked, I'm still a civilian. We will make our findings known to the police. They will arrest, they will investigate, and they will take firm decisions.
All right. Now, there's no doubt that there is, from information available, there's collusion from security agents, even as you've identified as well.
No doubt. It is palpable. You can feel it.
So what is the level of cooperation? Because, obviously, you can't do this yourself.
Even the police that follows you to go and burn this, you can see the anger. You can touch it. As if you are reducing their salary.
So what is the level of cooperation?
You saw the policeman that cocked a rifle at the other chairman. You saw the civil defense man that nearly beat up the Honorable Judge Diadolo. So we are not even safe. Even with going with them into this forest, anything can happen.
So the question I was about to ask, Dr. Lloyd, pardon me, Chairman, the question I was about to ask is, what is the level of cooperation you are getting from security agencies in this quest?
I'm getting cooperation from the CP. The CP is a wonderful, an officer and a gentleman. But he's not, the CP is not a rank and file. the fact of have you not heard that the Bureau is also involved in this heinous crime against humanity?
So if the rank and file
why are you not asking me after the director of anti-bunkering unit of the civil defense corps in Port Harcourt? You haven't asked me any question about it.
I asked you about security agencies. NSCDC is a security agency as well.
That's what I'm saying. You are not specific to say what has happened to the man. The man in charge of anti-bunkering unit, who is alleged to be aiding and abetting this inhumanity to the people of River State. You are more interested in whether I will burn
all
these sites or carry them to you.
All right,
it's a total war. We are going to fight it. And in war, you deploy every means necessary.
So, next question, at the moment, are we winning this war right now?
Absolutely. I'm told people send me good news, reverse people, citizens send me text messages to say that they can breathe fresh air. Of course, the governor cannot say it in and the world will go back for it. No, we must ensure that we do what he has directed us to do.
So maybe
breathing fresh air.
Maybe
you are aware that I live in my village. I can see clearly now. I can see the sky when I wake up most times.
Maybe your village is clear, and maybe you're receiving messages from those persons that you say. But we're also getting several other reports that the sky is dark. Last night, this morning, the sky is darkened. People were smelling diesel in their homes.
That's what I'm telling you now. Because all the efforts that we are making, there are still some incurable recidivists who are still in the bush cooking, thinking that it's a joke. We will apprehend them, and we will bring the full weight of the law.
All right, join the conversation right now. I can take a few contributions before wrapping this up. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH also, and WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Let's get your take on this. Remember to be brief and straight to the point, and want to call his answer. Do please turn down the volume of your radio set. It's very important that you do so. I think I might be starting with Twitter at the moment. Maybe a call before then. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Okay, my name is Gift.
Straight to your comment or question, Gift.
Yeah, I want to ask the chairman some few questions.
One question will be fine. Go ahead.
Okay, prior before the River State governor declared war on illegal bunkering, and he said he has discovered 72 bunkers cooking pots in Emualagaba Eba. That is 2 million times 72. That's one. Then two, what measures has he put in place prior before now to make sure that since he knows that Eba has every family in Eba has a cooking pot, what measure has he put as a chairman? Why is it that there's a price tag that is going to fight them?
Okay, so what's the question? What's the question with the figure? He didn't ask a question. Can you hear me? You said 2 million times 70 something. What is the question you're asking there?
What did you say?
You did some math a while ago. You said 2 million times 70 something. What is the question?
My question is that he said he has seen 74 cooking pots in any local
76,
government.
Yes.
76, that is 2 million times 72, that is a price tag. Because the governor
said, what is the question?
The question I'm asking is that before now, he said he had set up a committee to look out for this illegal bunkering. Before now, what has he done?
I asked him that earlier on. He gave a response to that. I thought you were asking the question about the 2 million per spot. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Nigeria Info.
Go ahead, please. Straight to your comment or question.
This is Daku from Okeche, Zion. So yeah, I want to ask a question to your guest.
Yeah.
So I want to ask whether what they are doing about to bunker. I am so much like it, but let them be not fanatic over it. This is a member of my party. This is not a member of my party.
All right, great to hear from you as well. 91.3 Hot Front, you're welcome.
Good evening, the very distinguished guy.
Go ahead.
Yes, I remain temporary. I want to appreciate them for the distinguished attention, the internet to this. But I want to quickly ask, on this issue of bunkering, understand, in as much as we are trying to clamp down, but I think at this point in time, if we are not able to clamp down where these materials, the oil materials, being the crude oil, are being sorted out from the pipelines and the oil warehead, I think for me, the moment we continue to clamp down on their present site, I think these guys will end up moving to another location. So to your guests, what are they doing in making sure that the oil pipelines and the warehouse have been protected so that these guys don't go forward to sorting out another material in order to move to another location to establish another one? Thank you.
All right.
Exactly the point I made, Dio.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to thank the last caller. Exactly the point I made. We also suspect collusion from Shell officials, because Shell has surveillance jobs given to people to protect their pipeline. So what do they tell them? Now, who is the person in Shell that knows when there will be pressure, that tells those illegal bunkers that there is pressure? Who is the person? So this is a cartel. Is worse than the cartel that reminds you of the Corleone family in Sicily, of the Tartiglia family, and all kinds of families in Sicily. This is worse than those cartels. Why is Shell tacito? Why hasn't Shell commended the state government, commended the councils that are fighting this? So it does appear. Just yesterday, they called to say there will be pressure. You see, it is not everything I would like to say on radio. We know those in Shell who are doing this. We know the retirees from Shell who are deploying this technology.
So are you going to name them as well?
Absolutely. Now you know there is nothing I cannot say. I will name and shame them, those who want to destroy this state. We will not allow it. I have no other home other than my home.
All right. A previous caller made reference of the amount that the governor said he was going
give. Please don't bring me to that. Don't reduce me to that. I'm not doing what I'm doing for altruistic reasons. He knows how to solve the mathematics. He chose to solve it. Don't reduce me to that, please.
All right, moving on then. Let's go to the third line. It's hard to find to know you. Welcome.
Hello, Dio. Good evening.
Go ahead. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, you're welcome.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
Nigeria, you too. Yeah.
Straight to your comment or question.
This is Friday calling in Obama. Please, this black suit. They should do something about it. People in Obama, they are suffering for it.
All right. Hello, Heart Fox, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Dr. Lloyd, please hold that thought for a moment, please. Call okay, go ahead.
You ask him a question. He said they are going to win the war. I want to question I'm asking, how are they going to win this war? Like this place we are now here, they have this old fire everywhere. You have it spread everywhere. You come to the road, you will see these people pushing this air almost every now and then. You see police doing? Collecting money what from these people that are carrying this air on this.
Hello, Dr. Lord, you were saying?
What is your caller doing as a citizen?
What can citizens do? What can citizens in Emohua do, for example?
Citizens in Emohua provide information. Dio, I cannot be in all the forests in Emohua. I work with information. Citizens should be alive to their duty, to be alive to protecting the environment. It has to stop when we think that government is some kind of fairy that will be everywhere at the same time. They should avail government people officials with information.
All right, 9213, hello.
And that's why I said the work has to be concerted. All hands must be on deck.
All right, Dr. Lo, are you convinced that we have to wrap up this conversation shortly? Are you convinced that before long, the skyline of Port Harcourt, of River State, will cease to be shrouded in the black suit?
I wish these items are on the concurrent list. Then you will see my governor. You will see the governor. But like I said, we can only blow muted trumpets. We are neither in control of those who are made to protect these facilities. Neither are we in charge of the product itself. But we will do our best. God be no one. What God cannot do does not exist. We will put a stop to this because we have now discovered that. It is a ploy to making the government of Farisaiya weaker or popular. But they failed. They failed on arrival.
Finally, Dr. Lloyd, is the illegal refining of petroleum products still going on in Emoha?
No, I have been talking for the past many minutes. Go back to the things I have said and see if I have addressed that question.
All right, your final words are to wrap it up.
It's a war. We have declared a total war.
All right, so I guess we'll wrap it up on that note. Thanks for joining in, especially my guest, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, is chairman of Emoha Local Government Iran. Dr. Lloyd, many thanks for your time. Wish you, the people of Emoha, the very best.
It's always a pleasure talking with you.